Okay, I'll go take the next link note on that. Horn, G-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, Horn, H-O-R-N-E, birthday 6/29/52. Patient presents with history of a sinus infection for 5 days, coughing. As you know, there's complaints of cough, hoarseness for 3 days, denies congestion or sore throat, denies shortness of breath. Real symptoms, describes a lethargy for the past 2 weeks, insomnia for the past 2 weeks, started on N-S-O-E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O 3 weeks ago for atrial fibrillation. Thinks that might be the cause. Has history of recurrent pneumonia last time 3 months ago, she says. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress. All signs in normal limits except for PO2 of 93. Antibiotics, nose and throat, TM's clear, pupils equal, round, reacting like combination, intramuscles attack, laparoscopic, epidema, neck, nasal, and oral, mucosa, neck, inflammation, neck cell without masses, lungs, a few scattered bronchi, no wheezing, no morale, abdomen sulfate, heart rate, without murmurs and gallops, abdomen sulfate, again, negative tinnitus, skin, extremities, and nerves. Psychiatric, all within normal limits, because of low O2 saturation, we can deny dyspnea, we call nebulizer patients given breathing treatment in the office, which made no change, which had no effect on O2 saturation, with no benefit reported by patient. Chest X-ray was obtained, showed no difference in filtrate, although prior PIMS did. Patient was given Receptin on her request, Receptin and DEXA plus prescription for Ezra dose pack, Z-Pack, and also carry tests and cough medication. Final diagnosis, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, insomnia, lethargy, apparent hypoxia, bronchitis. Patient advised to follow up with cardiologist in 2 weeks. Needs to call for to be seen as soon as possible and to return here in a few days. If not doing better, with respiratory precautions. Thank you, Dr. Hamburger. And also to take breathing treatments at home using nebulizer 3 or 4 times a day. Thank you, Dr. Hamburger.